If you need her so much more,
Thank you. keep us together.
Good morning, WMFO in Medford.
Good morning.
This is Spork. Welcome to Spork.
We're back after, what, a 3-week break?
A long absence, I would say.
Yeah, we took some time apart from the station, but we're back.
We just needed a break.
Right. Should we do a little theme announcement?
A theme announcement. Okay, it doesn't bode well for those of you out in the actual world today. Unlike us sheltered in the studio, it's feeling a little bit like winter outside, perhaps.
Winter mix.
There is a wintry mix hailing from the sky. It's under 40 degrees. Not a fan.
Right.
But we said, who cares about the actual conditions of this city, of this area? We're going to be hopeful.
It's a mindset. I think it's more of an internal feeling.
Exactly.
Is where the theme is coming from. Not external.
Not embodied in any actual experience, maybe.
Yeah.
Or yeah,
maybe
exactly.
One day of experience.
We're declaring that it's spring.
Our official announcement.
And we need songs that channel more, I was saying more serotonin than my winter music.
Right, we're transitioning to slightly...
I get a little sad with my winter music. I really buy into absolutely no energy.
Right. So we're trying something else today.
Yeah, and this is our Groundhog Day of Spork. Sproundhog Day. Because it's spring now. And these songs are going to herald that in really, really well. And probably effectively banish the wintry mix from the sky.
Right. I think we might be able to change the weather with this playlist
We're actively doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just changing the world.
We have a lot of power up in here.
And before we leave, there's a donations drive. So please donate. If you love keeping this station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2025 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to WMFO.org. It's WMFO.org. And click the donation button. Or you can write us a check if you really want to. If you really want to show the love in physical form. To check out prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org. Thank you for helping us keep it freeform here at
beautiful
91.5
WMFO.org.
WMFO.org. Send us money.
Wow, that was great.
Thanks, Ariana.
Okay. Back to our spring mix.
All
right.
Thank you. Tell me what's the hold up? Where are my feet stuck? I'm tired of being holed up for the whole world. And I- I'm about to tell a story that I haven't yet, about the most intelligent woman that I ever met. She looked like Jackie on acid, top of her classes. I'm doing my best, just passing by. I'm so funny in my body, I can barely walk. And I'm so full of them funny feelings that I could barely talk. And here comes Jackie on acid. Don't need to ask it, have you ever seen a woman so fine? She said, come on out, just a couple hours, we gonna have a real good time. And I tell her, where you going, where you going, where you coming home? Somebody in the front seat calls out, everyone quit wasting my time. Gotta hit the road and hit the road, hit the road. There they going, I was on my own. Never spoke my mind up in a crowded place. I ain't got no cool demeanor and smooth talking ways, cause I ain't like Jackie Onassis. Girls in sunglasses looking me up like I'm part of some game. And Willie altercation happened around the 10th of May. Some poorly dressed spectator had something on kind to say. It comes back to me in a flash. There's a swing and a miss, and I'm all ashamed. And when she found me, eyes in pieces, crying hard into my head, she'd tell me, mama, you look lovely when you take the stand. And I tell her, no one's ever been so kind to me, and I thank you for that. Said, here you go, and here you go, here you go. Took her hair out the bowl and laid that ribbon in my head. Got a great part in the spring play after all. And I got my rose pink tinted glasses and they'll fit me just fine. And I let it go and let it go, let it go.
I want to be loved. God forbid, I take my clothes off, but leave a layer underneath, as if I would ever let you see me as God intended. I lie perfectly still, so I don't mess up my hair. I'm a sanitized girl, I clean up for you, my dear. These pure, pretty thrills go stillborn in the air. It's a sanitized world, how could anything grow here?
Hello, hello.
If you're listening, this is Spork. Hope you're having a good time manifesting spring
energy.
She finishes my sentences.
It's not looking like spring right now. It's okay. It'll happen.
It will happen. We are continually, even though our songs aren't doing enough, we have been thinking of spring bucket list items to do.
I was just going to say, that's another way we're trying to manifest right now. Yeah, some outdoor activities.
We're like, oh, it will be nice enough to
crafts,
do all of the things outside.
Do you have a PSA for us, Amelia?
Yeah, I do have a PSA.
Okay.
Don't you even worry. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. This has been numbers to think about. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. didn't know what that one was going to be before I started reading it. But those are numbers to think about.
Nice. Okay.
We're having a sleepy morning over here at WMFO.
I have very few thoughts right now.
The words are
my confession.
Not flowing. I would say, as radio hosts, we were born to do this. Obviously, this is our our calling.
Yeah,
our mutual calling.
All right.
But sometimes your calling just doesn't call you as strongly as it always should.
Sometimes it's a little harder.
Calling. And I think that's normal. I think that we shouldn't shame radio hosts for not always having the yap.
Right.
Naturally.
It doesn't always come.
It doesn't always come.
And that's how we're feeling right now.
And that's how, yeah.
I would say that's
that's what this Monday morning has in store for all of you.
Yeah.
And I know you're enjoying listening to us yap so much.
Right. And saying literally nothing.
No, so much substance has just come out of our mouths. What are you talking about? It's a talent to be able to relay information this concisely and captivatingly.
Right. Should we share a few of our bucket list items and then go back to our...
Yeah. We want to make mango sticky rice, guys. If anyone has a good recipe, call in right now.
Please.
Call in right now. I'm going to go make mango sticky rice in 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're kind of obsessed with mango sticky rice.
Additionally.
With what kind of sauce is on that, Amelia?
What kind of sauce? A coconut sauce?
Yeah. We were just talking about the line between sauce and soup.
Poll
and
listeners.
Sauce and dip. So where do you think that line is?
Yeah, what is the dippiest sauce and what is the sauciest dip?
Right.
And is it the same thing?
Should we do that with soup too? What's the sauciest soup?
What's the sauciest
sauce?
Ugh.
Ooh. That does not sound good.
My nomination for the sauciest dip is queso.
Okay, yeah. I said salsa. I'm picturing some like very specific jar salsa that's like basically tomato sauce.
Right. It's like emulsified. There's no chunks.
There's no chunks in it. That's what I'm picturing.
Although I like a good chunky salsa. I'm not a fan of
the tomato saucy one. Ugh. And then what was our other category?
The soupiest, sauciest. Sauciest, soupiest.
Wait, no. The sauciest
dip soup
versus dippiest sauce.
Oh, dippiest sauce.
I said bolognese. Mm-hmm.
Which,
bolognese?
Yeah, what? That's basically like chili sauce.
Right.
Like on a hot dog, a chili dog.
Oh, that, true.
So I think you sniped with that. I think that's a good...
Okay, thank you. And what was your answer?
I don't know that I came up with one.
Okay, again, you can call in with
Please
some,
call in. We'll
answers.
Feature you.
We will. Soupy is saw, you know, I don't know.
We didn't think too hard about this category.
Skip that one.
We'll come back to you at the very end
in
7 minutes
you know.
with our... beautiful genius answers to this thought experiment.
I know you're dying, so you have to stick around until we give you that answer. Okay, that's the only bucket list item you're gonna get. Folks.
Yeah, no, that's it. Mango sticky rice with coconut sauce. So please send in your recipes. We care.
We do. Okay, back to our music.
Bye. This was Spork.
This is Spork.
You're fine.
so much. Your tongue is burning up. I've had enough. Forget about it.